this is your program Friday Fusion, and as you know, on the program Friday Fusion, often we have varied discussions. Well, this week in particular, the program has been prepackaged for your listening pleasure, and the reason for that is because as the Radio Islam team travels to Ladysmith and Escort area to bring to you a live program this weekend, we are unable to sit in studio and do the program with you, hence the need for having it prepackaged. Well, all is not lost, inshallah, as after the ad break, you will get to listen to Laika Idris live with her news stories for this week. But right now, though, what you can expect is a snippet of an interview conducted by Sumaya Riaz Jamal on Sunday, and the person in particular that we're going to be listening to is Apa Shamila Pandor. Apa Shamila is a mentor and counselor, and Apa Shamila, alhamdulillah, will be the one who will be our guest speaker at the program, the ladies program in Ladysmith on Saturday. That is this Saturday from 9 to 12:30, inshallah, we will be having a ladies program, and Apa Shamila will be our guest speaker. To give you a quick rundown of the program once again, starting off, we will have a qira'ah, followed by that will be Apa Shamila's enlightening address, and Apa Shamila will be speaking about how to deal with stress and how to cope with life's challenges. Thereafter, I will be addressing the attendees for a short while. My topic will be mastering your emotions in the light of Quran and Sunnah. And to wrap up the program, our cherry on the top will be a beautiful workshop by Apa Adila Kirsani. And the topic will be Set Yourself Free. So if you are in the area, please do come by and join us for the program. We'd love to get to meet with our listeners of that part of KZN. With that, it's time for me to sign off, but stay tuned, as coming up you will hear the interview with Apa Shamila Pandor, and then after the ad break, your live news report with Laika Idris. Until we speak next week, out of the studios in KZN, from me, Fia Manila, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Bashamila, assalamu alaikum, and jazakallah for holding on.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh, Sister Sumaya and the listeners. That was a very stressful few seconds. Right on point with the topic. I'm happy to be with you today, inshallah, and I trust that you are doing well.
Alhamdulillah, jazakallah so much for accepting our invitation and joining us on this Sunday afternoon. But getting straight into it, Apa Shamila, what is stress?
Sister Sumaya, stress is basically your body's way of responding to any kind of demand or threat. So when you sense danger, the body's defense basically kicks into high gear, and this is known as fight or flight reaction. You know, the stress response is the body's way of protecting you. When it works properly, it helps you to stay focused. Okay. On the other hand, when it reaches a certain point, stress stops being helpful, and this is when it starts to cause major damage to your health, your mood, your productivity, your relationship, and just basically your quality of life.
And I think many people let stress, you know, become to that level where it then affects their health and affects their quality of life. But, you know, as a young Muslim and as a young adult, what are the different types of stresses that you will experience growing up?
Normally, when you reach the stage of teenagehood, adolescence, going into adulthood, you find that many young girls and boys are severely affected by the influence that media has on their lives. And when you look at girls largely, we find that there are many cases of anorexia, bulimia, you find depression, and even to a point of suicide, where kids and young adults contemplate suicide because of the kind of pressure that the media places on them. Now, who is the media? And as much as we would like to live in a stress-free society, there are several other influences that the media has a hand on. And the fact that girls feel they need to look a particular way, they need to dress in a particular manner. It's the issue of peer pressure, of acceptance, of class differences, and the media perpetuates this through what they advertise in their movies, in the magazines, through fashion, etc. This being only one of the stresses that affects young Muslim adults, we also can go towards the whole issue of parental pressure. But before I get there, I think the listener, the young people out there who's in the process of embracing this whole new era of millennialism need to understand what media and technology means at the end of the day. And that can branch into a whole lot of issues that comes with it, the social media, the whole digital influence, and so on and so forth. Anorexia, bulimia, depression, suicide, these are life-threatening illnesses, and it has to do with the psyche, and this is where it ties up. Sister, not to delay much on the issue of the media, I'd like to also point towards parental pressure. Now, the young adult, the high schooler who's aiming towards university, who's aiming towards creating a life with another partner, creating a family, the parents put immense pressure on children to perform. And this is so known as extrinsic motivation. And this normally results in a distorted view of what success and achievement is. And this inculcates negative values. Now, what I'm saying may sound pie in the sky. Let's go a bit closer to home and look at your average 18 to 23-year-old. What are the realities for you, the listener out there? Is it that parents, family, the society puts pressure on you to lose weight because there's no guy who's going to look at you? Or put pressure on you to become a BCom graduate or possibly a dentist or a pharmacist or a lawyer because the rest of the community is aiming towards that? And how would you look as an 18 to 23-year-old not having achieved this, what the community has set out as norms and standards? These are all issues of pressure at the end of the day. This all results in depression. It all results in the pressure to get married and to be materially successful. It all categorized as social stereotypes. And unfortunately, these all lead to mental and emotional disorders such as anxiety, panic attacks, and phobias. And we need to look towards reversing that kind of reality for our young adults. It's all about becoming successful, competent, and surviving within the social structure that we find ourselves existing in. And it doesn't get any easier when parents put that kind of pressure on children. We say children because these young adults are still part of a family structure and regarded as children, and it comes with a mindset that exists within the family. So unfortunately, this is the reality of our young Muslim adults and the stresses that they are faced with today.
Very true, and there's a lot of external factors that lead to this. Abba, like you had mentioned about, you know, parental, putting pressure onto the children, as well as, you know, the media and the influences they have, their peer pressure. There's just so many to mention, and there is a lot to deal with, you know, being a young Muslim adult myself growing up. You know, there's so many different difficulties that we face and the stress that it puts and the challenges that it puts upon us. But this brings us to the next question, is that why do we need to combat stress?
Sister Sumaya, you know, it is unfortunately a sad thing that you find young children are experiencing so many medical problems that were unheard of in the past, such as stomach ulcers, young people experiencing heart attacks, strokes, asthma. These are all possibilities. These are all what leads up, or what stress causes at the end of the day. Chronic stress disrupts nearly every system in your body, and it also speeds up the aging process. If you look at how it rewires the brain, it leaves you more vulnerable to anxiety, to depression and other mental problems. And the reason why we need to combat this is to find ourselves in a healthy mental, psychological and emotional state amid others. And the importance of the stress-free life, if we learn to reprogram these stresses, if we learn to get rid of these stresses, we can easily achieve contentment, happiness, find harmony and balance in our lives. And we're not looking at promoting gyms and products and all of that, but generally a healthy lifestyle, a couple of stretches, a couple of bananas to boost the serotonin levels, all of this. All the small things that is within our reach can make a difference. And I think what is most important for us to achieve a stress-free life is it lies in the kind of choices that we make. You know, how we need to look at what affects, how stress affects our lives at schools and homes, and how we can develop a stress-free life. Like I said, relaxation is a very important thing. We need to be able to make clear decisions on issues. If we find that a situation is unhealthy for us, we need to avoid it. If we find that people are creating stress for ourselves, whether it's in the workplace, whether it is at school, whether it is campus, or just personal peer pressure, we need to be able to make decisions that would stand us in good stead. A listener, you need to identify what it is that is stressing you. You need to acknowledge your stress and basically write down a plan of action.
JazakAllah so much, Abba Shamila, for your time. But before we go, we'd like to mention to the listeners that if you did enjoy Abba Shamila and what she had to share with us today, it was indeed absolutely amazing. Then for the ladies out in Lady Smith, as well as those in Durban or Johannesburg, anywhere, you can make your way to Lady Smith if you can. That would be next weekend, the Saturday, the 4th of March, 2017, with a workshop on setting yourself free, which is conducted by Mu'allima Kersani. And there's going to be speakers like our psychologist Abba Shamila Pandor, as well as Mu'allima Zakira and Sar Mia, inshallah. This will be taking place from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at Darul Khair, that's 9 Madras Road in Ladysmith. So JazakAllah so much, Abba Shamila, and inshallah, we wish you all the best for the upcoming workshop next Saturday.
Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So, as usual, I'm going to be doing two stories, and our first story today is about a movie that was made for females in India, but it was banned. So going right into that, Ilan Kritha Srivastava said that when she was making her movie titled Lipstick Under My Burqa, she did not think she was making a film that would scare a democratic country like India. According to the female filmmaker, she certainly did not expect the Central Board of Film Certification there to refuse to certify the film and blocking its release. The reason was that the movie was too lady-orientated. The film tells the story of four feisty women in a small town in India who try to steal a piece of freedom from within the confines of their restrained lives. Srivastava took the ban on her movie as a huge shock, because when the context of the status of women are viewed in India and the manner in which the representation of women in popular Indian culture is portrayed, a ban on a movie promoting female rights is just absurd. Currently, popular Indian cinema is dominated by the male gaze. Women are objectified and are there to fulfill the desires of men, or they usually play subservient parts. Women are either heroic and pure, or they are there to be shamed and discarded. This was another reason that Srivastava decided to make a movie that portrays real women in India. According to her, there is very little space for realistic portrayals of ordinary women who laugh and cry, who are flawed and funny, and who have desires and dreams of their own. women are struggling to gain agency over their own lives and their bodies. She went on to say, India is a very difficult country for women. There's lots of violence, gender discrimination, and glass ceilings in the workplace, among a host of other female issues. As a woman and a filmmaker, she has decided that she will not keep quiet and refuses to be silenced. Lipstick Under My Burqa was awarded the Glasgow Film Festival 2017 Audience Award, supported by ScotRail, this week. And that brings us to the end of our first story. Moving on to our second story, which is a very good story, and I found it very interesting for all those who like their brands and things like that. A popular brand, Nike, somehow always manages to inspire us from the brand's Just Do It slogan to motivating ad campaigns. Adding to the company's diversity is their latest commercial that features Muslim athletes, and it will leave you feeling encouraged and ready to accomplish. In the opening scene, a woman wearing a hijab peeks outside her doorway before taking off for a run. Another woman in hijab rides a skateboard on the middle of the street. In an Arabic voiceover, a woman asks, "What will they say about you?" The question is answered with a list of doubts and fears as one of the athletes is stared down by a man with a disapproving expression. This was obviously because how can an athlete be donned in full hijab, the shape of her body is not showing, her entire body is covered, so this is why it was disapproving. And a voice said, "You shouldn't be out here, it's unladylike, you're not built for this." And the voiceover continues, "For all of the athletes in there, I might add, keep going." And then the voice says, "Or maybe they'll say you're strong and that you cannot be stopped. Or maybe they'll say you're the next best thing." This ad comes at a time when lots of companies are doing similar ads focused on diversity. And Nike's ad highlights the obstacles that female Muslim athletes face. Let's take parkour runner Amal Murad for an example. You will see her hopping from rooftops in the clip, but it was difficult for her father to let her train in a gym where there would also be men. Murad said, "Convincing my father was the toughest part. But if you want something bad enough and you stick to it, you can get it done." And after watching the advert, it literally makes you feel so, so proud to be Muslima. And I think this advert also targets young females because they are struggling to keep their Muslim identity whilst keeping a sporty look. But however, this advert changes that perception and it keeps in line with their Just Do It slogan. So I think it's 10 points for Nike, and I hope to see many more brands following their footsteps where Muslim females are accommodated for and are encouraged to partake in these sporting activities without having the fear of what they are wearing and if they will fit in. And that's it from me, Laika Idris, on the Informal Scoop. I wish you a wonderful weekend. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.